That's so just you and me.
Yeah, it's just very simple.
So you better.
Yeah.
You better.
I'm using a very cool online thing as well, so I can see who's on. See, it's all thanks to Glenn last week.
Yeah.
So I can follow who's on, who's logging off, etc.
Somebody else.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Hi, Dave. This is Bart.
Hi, Bart. Hi, Gabby.
Hi. I hope this goes well. This is the first time I'm using all these features.
Yeah, fine. I got your email. Did you get my reply?
Yeah, I got yours, yes. Thank you. So this is, I'm using this group as a test, as a guinea pig, basically.
Okay. Anybody else on the call?
Yes,
no.
Nope.
Yeah.
But that was clear.
You did get the email regarding David Chen?
I did, yeah. And from Chris, and from Chris as well.
Yes, yes.
You're very quiet,
I haven't heard
Bart.
From anyone else.
Sorry?
I said you're very quiet, Bart.
Yeah, I'm getting things started. I'm looking for the documents.
Oh, right, okay.
How far is it to Cayman Islands from Puerto Rico? Is that far?
It's not far. It's about, I say not far. It's the way I've got to go. We've got to go into Miami, which is about an hour, and then it's about 2 hours from Miami to Puerto Rico.
Oh, that's far in my European eyes. Are you still jet lagged, Bart?
No, not really. I didn't have any problem this time. But
what's the time difference?
Six hours.
6 hours. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, and it's at a certain point in time, you get used to this flying around.
That's me.
Yeah, and it's and the good thing is we had a very. If you take Iberia, because there is a direct flight from Madrid to Puerto Rico.
Really? Okay.
And that's a good one, because that takes about 8 hours, so you can sleep.
Ah.
If you go through, like, Leo Fagoda, he's located in Amsterdam as well, and people from RIPE who attended the meeting, or RIPE NCC who attended the meeting, they went through the U.S. And
mm-hmm.
So you have two smaller legs, say, about 4 or 5 hours, and with a stopover for a couple of hours, and then it becomes dreadful.
Yeah, I actually have booked my tickets already since we're going on holiday 1 week after, but we're flying Warsaw, New York, and New York, Puerto Rico.
Yeah, and Warsaw, New York is about 7 hours?
Actually, I can imagine something like that, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure, but on the way back, unfortunately, because we have to stay in New York for a pretty long while, so I think the way back will be, almost 20 hours. Not with a little baby, it's no fun.
No. No, so this time it went pretty well. You know what you have to do in order to avoid, say, the collision course of jet lag.
Yeah.
And probably either spend, like you do, more than 2 weeks, or spend as little time as possible.
Hi, Becky joining.
Hey, Dave.
It's Becky joining.
Hi, Becky. This
Hello.
Is
morning, Becky.
Good morning.
We're still waiting for most people.
That was my coffee.
Are you still here,
Becky? Where are you based, Becky? Because I just wondered for all my numbers. I'm sorry?
In Washington. In Washington.
Okay, in Washington. Okay, good. Because when I'm doing the times, I just had to guess for you. I wasn't sure.
But you were exactly right.
I always seem to be an hour earlier than you think I'm going to be, so I had to be in for 7.
I know, but I'm not sure why this tool always shows me the wrong time. I don't know. I'm sorry. But I thought that Chris would be on the call, so I thought, well, 10 o'clock is still okay for him, but 11 would probably be a little late, so that's why I should pick this hour. But so is it 7 o'clock in the morning in Washington as well?
No, it's 8. It's 8.
It's 8. It's 8. So, okay, that's more human than...
It is well underway.
Ah, see. So I'm sorry about that, David. You have to go up early and you're the chairman.
You said you hadn't heard from anybody else, Becky, is that right? Gabby.
I haven't heard from anyone else, no. It's just David and Chris.
Right.
I think it's 6 o'clock in the morning in Mexico, so Oscar might still be sleeping.
At least in some parts of Mexico, it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I hope that no one got the times wrong now, because I got a bit nervous, because I got Georgetown wrong again.
Well, you asked everybody to check. So,
yeah, I know. Well, you never know. One thing I can tell everyone that's here for now is that this meeting is being scribed. So if you want to say something, please say your name first before you start talking, because the ones doing the transcript actually knows who says what.
Okay, I thought you were going to say, don't say anything inappropriate.
If I'm going to say anything inappropriate, I'll say it's Bart.
That's a great idea. We can all do that.
Maybe Becky, have you received the two documents?
The minutes or... let me just check my email.
What I did is Dave and I have been working on, say, a change of the report. And you should have... I've sent it to the working group, but I don't know if you received it.
I think I got something. Our firm is completely changing its... The laptop situation, and everybody's being migrated. I think it's really, we're being assimilated into the board here. And so my IT is a little bit weird.
Mm.
But I think I did see something as I was coming in last night.
Because there are two documents. One is called the Cover Letter Regions Version 2, and the other is called Regions Discussion Document Version 9.
Yep, I think I've got that.
Okay. We put in a lot of energy, so...
Solved all of the issues?
We restructured it a bit.
Good.
And we added some other elements.
Got him. Yep.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're 10 minutes in. What do you think?
I guess we should start. That's my view.
Yeah, maybe wait. Yeah. Who is on the working group?
Just a second. I'll see. That's David Archibald, Oscar Marino, Mohammed El-Bashir, Oscar Robles, David Chen, Andy Kang, Ron Sherwood, Becky Brown, and Don Hollander.
Hmm.
And then Chris and Gavin.
And Chris, yeah, Chris, Bart, and I, we're also on the list. We're not really members, are we?
Yeah.
No, because nobody responded except from Chris.
No, well, and David.
John.
Jen.
Did you have time to read it, Becky?
No, but I'm reading it right now.
Okay, so then we wait another couple of minutes until you've read it.
Well, whilst Becky's doing that, can I raise a little bit about the cover note and a comment that we did get from Chris?
Yeah.
And that was, he says, frantically trying to find the cover note amongst all my papers. I think in the original, and I'm not sure whether you've changed it, he was looking for clarification on who might have the ability to self-select. And I think you did change it a little bit by saying a CCTLD managers who are unappropriately or inappropriately assigned to an ICANN geographic region, without defining what we meant by inappropriately.
Yeah, but isn't that the core of the issue?
Do you see that as extending beyond the... at the moment, anyway, there are 33 countries, which I believe it is, or areas that are not countries.
Mm.
But
so you could limit it to territories.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that would be appropriate for the full ICANN review, but as a... We're talking about an interim measure here, and I wondered whether it might alleviate some concerns in some areas if we limited it to, as I keep saying, you know, areas that are not countries. And I think that's the term that was used originally.
In the working group, isn't it? There was a very complicated discussion in the GAC about how all of this stuff got defined. And we just have to be careful about all of the sort of political issues.
Yeah,
I agree, although I think we have made it clear in the paper that any self-selection wouldn't just be the CCNSO, the CCTLD manager, but also in conjunction with the government. And we made that clear in our meetings with GAC as well.
But Dave, what you say if we, those, because as I understand it, Becky, because you were involved, I think, during the GAC discussions.
No, I was not.
Oh, you were not. Okay, doesn't matter. But if you, as I understand it from going through it and rewriting the document, there are currently two criteria which are the basis for, say, the assignment to a ICANN geographic region. One is, say, the countries themselves.
Right.
And based on, say, all kinds of lists. And they've chosen one, but they haven't implemented it correctly. It doesn't matter. But that is reasonably clear. The second one makes it very difficult, and that is the one with citizenship.
Yeah, that's very
And yeah. So if we go, and that's just a brain, out of my head. If we just say those who are affected by the citizenship criteria.
Yeah. That really whittles it down. That makes it, of course, far less than the 33. In fact, it brings it down virtually to the UK overseas territories and American Samoa.
Yeah, I know, but as a proposal, because that is otherwise, and that brings it down to, say, then reasoning the other way around, that makes it puts it fully back into the ICANN regions discussion. So then it's a true interim measure.
Fine. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I would have no problem with that, Bart. I mean, I say it's the British Overseas Territories and American Samoa. Those are the only ones I'm 100% sure about where citizenship is not that of the, quote, parent country or mother country.
Mm-hmm.
It may be true for a few of the others. I'm just not sure.
No, but because you could reason, because of the citizenship criteria, some others are assigned as well.
Yeah.
If you just look at the geographical regions, for instance, the French territories, you could argue both ways.
Well, they are French citizens.
Yeah, but if you say those are affected by the citizenship criteria, those are assigned on the basis of the citizenship criteria.
Oh, okay, all right. So it's not misassigned on the basis of the citizenship criteria.
No, but just those who are assigned, say an interim measure for those who are assigned on the basis of the citizenship criteria.
Okay, and that brings it back up to the full list of 33 or 34 or whatever.
But then you have a very strong criteria.
You do. Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense to me. I can tell my IT is so screwed up that I'm not getting this document.
Oh.
So.
You want me? What? Shall I explain what we've done, Becky?
Yeah, that would be great.
I have to. Oh, Dave. Yeah. Let me explain it. It's very easy. What we've done is we've taken Dave's original document and we structured it if you look at the contents of it sketches the background, say the purpose of the geographical regions.
Right.
And the definition of the ICANN geographical regions. And these are the two, say, this introductory paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose is... that was already in Dave's paper. The definition is, first of all, is, say, a list, and the secondly is based on the citizenship criteria. And what we've added to that one was based on the discussion in, I think, Yokohama. Then it came out. Then the board approved it. And it was done in order to... it was done with regard to the at-large directors who would serve on the ICANN board, because there was no CCNSO.
Right.
So, and what they've done, and so these are the two criteria used. And these, this mechanism for assignment to a geographical region was then again reconfirmed at the Montreal meeting without taking into consideration the new structure.
Right.
So, and the CCNSO and the impact it had on the CCNSO. So,
Mark, can I interrupt just for a second? And we should be, I suppose, even though there are four of us saying who's speaking, so it's Dave Archibald again, my interjection is one of the difficulties that was caused at that time was because they were talking about the appointment of directors who were individuals. They base the criteria upon citizenship, which is an attribute of an individual, not a country.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sorry, Bart, back to you.
And this is Bart again. And they needed it because of the appointment of at-large directors. Because these are persons.
Right.
Yeah? So that is, say, the... the add-on of say citizenship with the link to the at-large directors, that is an add-on to the original paper, and it's minuted in the from the ICANN meeting in Yokohama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so from there we go into the next section, and this one is the concerns. And what we've done is we say, first we made a problem statement. It's called problems with current definition of geographic regions, and say what are the concerns in the CC&SO community. And secondly, what is the impact of the current definition? So what is the impact of for those who are affected by it?
Right.
And again, this is more or less copied from the original paper,
mm-hmm,
and put in that section. And again, we added some examples. One of the examples needs to go. That's the one is specifically written with Chris in mind, because Chris has a dual citizenship.
Oh, I see.
And although he agreed to it at first, I think he has some problems back home with it. So we need to strike it. But another very interesting example, and it's, we've added that one as well, which shows the confusion created by these definitions, is specifically with regard to the Arabic countries.
Mm-hmm.
All the Arabic countries are in the right, not all of them, but say the Middle East. All Middle Eastern Arabic countries are, say, within the ripe NCC region, and they depend on ripe NCC for the IP numbers. And if they want to appoint, for instance, a board member through the ASO, they have to go through the ripe NCC region or the ripe region. Now, if, for instance, if they want to appoint somebody through the CCNSO, they have to go through the APTLD region. And it's the same country, and it might be the same person.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and that is added as an example to clarify what is wrong with the current definitions.
Yeah. I mean, I could add that also applies to most of the Caribbean ones, because
yeah,
we're under ARIN,
yeah,
in that on one front, and Europe on the other.
And maybe we should add this as well.
Yeah, I think that's a very concrete example of the problem.
Yeah, and it's not just the Arabic countries, but the same applies to the Caribbean countries, and it's even more complicated there.
Yeah. Then we go on to, if I can back it up.
Go on, because then it's your...
Yeah, so this is Dave. We did quite a reorganization of the options, which was the next section in the original paper. It's still called options, I think, in this one. But my concern here was we were trying to do too many things at once. We weren't really quite sure where the paper was being addressed, so we had options for the CCNSO and options for the working group, and it became somewhat confused. So we've split it out and said that there are a couple of options at the ICANN board level, pretty fundamental ones. They really either have to pass a board resolution that properly authorizes the present scenario, so they can't do nothing because they've got to, they're required to do the 3-yearly review, which is now overdue. So they've either got to create a board resolution that properly authorizes the present scenario, which of course would be quite difficult for a number of reasons that we point out, or alternatively, they've got to come up with a board resolution that authorizes a new or revised geographic regions. And we're suggesting that because of the complexity of the issue, it's likely that the ICANN board would wish to appoint a working group to study the issue and make recommendations to the board. So that's at the ICANN board level. We've then included options for the CCNSO, which again we've tried to simplify. One is do nothing. Two would be to try and design a new regional structure for the CCNSO only. Three is to make minor short-term modifications, and four is just to make a submission to the ICANN board drawing attention to the CCNSO's concerns. And we've then expanded on each of these three options. The only one I would touch on is the minor short-term modifications, where we've clarified that there are really only two that we are proposing, and that's allow self-selection for a small number of CCTLDs and facilitating the creation of sub-regions or inter-regional groups. Both of those were originally in the paper, but I think it's explained in a simpler way. And we then move on to the recommendations and proposed procedures. And the recommendations are, strongly recommend that we follow option four, which is prepare a CCNSO submission to ICANN's regions review. And in addition, that CCNO considers approving one or both the minor short-term modifications. Having done that, thanks to Bart, we've then put together a draft outline procedure so that everybody can see the sort of timelines and consultations that are we would imagine taking place. And perhaps, Bart, you'd like to pick up at that point.
Yeah, this is Bart again. So what I've done, or what we've done, is in fact, it was, as far as I recall from the Lisbon meeting, because I didn't participate in all the CCNSO sessions, but it was very unclear what were the steps to follow during the procedure. So what we've done is delineated as much as we could, say, the different steps in the process, and secondly, added some timings to it. And what we are now at is, you can't see it, is, say, working book revision of the paper based on the comments received during the Lisbon meeting. And if we able want to conclude it by, say, next week, so we then can send it out for consultation of the CCNSO membership and CCTLD managers first, and that's a two-week consultation, so we get in all the comments based on this paper, adjust the paper again, and then send it out, say, early June, the 4th of June, for public consultation. And this is a bit more extended, this period, because it overlaps with the ICANN meeting in Puerto Rico, so we can have a sit down with the GAC and other stakeholders to have a face-to-face meeting on it. And this should conclude, and say what comes out of it. We should adjust this paper, or a paper again, for recommendations from the memberships to the CCNSO Council, so they can take a decision on it.
Mm-hmm.
So if possible, say the whole consultation process should be concluded by the ICANN meeting in San Juan. And then there is this procedure that the membership still can disapprove or approve the decisions made by the CCNSO Council. And if that's done, say, then you have, say, if we're going down the route of a submission of a CCNSO advice to the ICANN board, that is tentatively around the 23rd of July, and implementation of CCNSO Council resolutions, say, that is an adjusted procedure by the 23rd of July as well. That is the high-level timing. What you should be aware of, what is not in this paper, is, say, an outline for a new procedure. I would say if the CCTLD managers and CCNSO members approve of this paper, then we need to sit down and draft a type of recommendation for a procedure for self-selection. And this was the confusing bit, is we tried to get, and that's why you have two papers. One is the cover letter, and one is the paper itself. The cover letter raises some questions with regard to the paper, and say for the public consultation, we will add another cover letter with, say, making clear these are the more concrete recommendations.
This is Becky. That all sounds very sensible to me. I suppose I should get you comments away to if I have any on the paper so that we can keep with the text that we're proposing.
Yeah,
that would be great, Becky.
Okay, that's not a problem.
Do you want us,
Becky,
let me
this afternoon after we finish this is Bart again. After we finish this call, what I'll do is already incorporate the comments made early in the call and Chris's problem with one of the examples.
Okay.
So you got a version 10 of the regions discussion document and a cover letter regions version 3, and this is what you should use.
I will wait to get it from you and then I'll comment on that.
Yeah. And I will send it back to the IDN working group, please.
Yes, indeed, please do.
Yeah.
And then give a short deadline, I think, for them to make comments.
Yeah, I would say early next week.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, so we can start we can publish it and incorporate that again, say, so we can really start consulting the CCTLD managers and CCNSO members as of the 9th of May.
Yeah. That would be fine. Sorry, this is Dave again.
Yeah.
I think we've probably done as much as we can do, Bart,
yeah.
Becky, don't you?
I do. I think we've done a lot, but I'm sorry I wasn't caught up and could have short-circuited it, but I appreciate it. It sounds like you did address my biggest concern, which was sort of the separating what the CC's options were as opposed to the board option.
Yeah,
fine, good. Well, I think we've dealt with that, but any more comments that you have, be very grateful to receive.
Okay.
Becky.
Okay, well, I will, yes.
Do you want to, because you have problems with your IT, you want me to send it to another email address?
Yeah, would you, if you send it to BBRWCT.
BBRWCT.
CT.
Otherwise, Becky.
Yeah?
Just drop me a note with that email address.
Yeah, why don't I just do that? I'll do that.
That's just bart.bosswinkle@icann.org, or you can use my private email address as well, if you prefer that.
I can find you anywhere.
Yeah.
All right. I will get that out to you.
Okay. And then I'll send you the adjusted version to both I will send the adjusted version both to the working group and to your private email account.
Right.
Yeah?
Okay. Excellent.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you for setting it up, Gabby.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry there were no more people joining.
Yeah. You can't help it. This is a world of volunteers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, speak to you all later.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.